We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Buffalo School Board President Lou Petrucci is joining us live this morning. COVID testing is returning to Buffalo Public Schools. Lou, how was this pulled together after your vendor really abruptly quit over the Thanksgiving weekend?
Thanks, Susan. It was, working in conjunction with the Erie County Department of Health. They made the recommendation that we went with the Buffalo Home Care, who provides a lot of these testing services for many of our suburban counterparts as well. So we're hoping that, by working with them, not only do they have the familiarity with testing in schools, but also the capacity. So they said they're wrapping up this week, which was good news for us. One of the difficulties was trying to find a vendor, not only that could provide the service, but that had the capacity, the familiarity, and could get it done rather as quickly as possible.
Can you explain for people how testing is working currently in the city of Buffalo and in the school district? Because it's not the same in other school districts. You do more extensive testing.
We do, and that's part of it is what we're concerned with is because many of the populations that we serve in the city of Buffalo have vaccine hesitancy, but also we have some high numbers that we're concerned with as well. So because of that, we decided to have a more robust testing regimen to try and identify and isolate and try to make sure that we prevent spread to the best of our abilities.
And what is the result with quarantines that you're seeing in the district?
We've been lucky. We get a daily report from as to the number of individuals, both adults and students, that have tested positive within the district. We've been somewhere in that 40 per day. Our goal is always to try and keep kids in school for as long as possible, and more importantly, as safely as possible as well. And we're hoping that the more robust testing regimen will do both.
We're looking at this morning the Test to Stay program that's going on in Grand Island. We spoke with their superintendent earlier this hour. The idea of expanding this throughout Erie County to get more kids who can be in school because they're healthy in school instead of out sitting with quarantine for over a week at some points in time. What is the Buffalo School District's interest in doing this? And is it possible that this could be more easily done in the city because of the funding you have available as opposed to some other districts? And, we're talking about this testing program. Could that be shifted or expanded to include Test to Stay?
Yeah, I'm very curious. I've been watching the numbers, I just don't know how much, Grand Island's a lovely community, but in many ways it doesn't look like the city of Buffalo, and it doesn't look like many of our rural counterparts in a variety of different ways. You are right that Buffalo does have the infrastructure that if this was something that we decided to do, we'll see how the results come in. It strikes me as just a little bit odd, though, that they're testing at least the initial results don't seem reflective of the community standard. We would expect with the numbers tested that there would be, some small number, unfortunately, of individuals who tested positive. We haven't seen that yet. So maybe it's an outlier. Everyone's adhering to all the protocols that are giving these great results. But I just would like to see what it would look like in a city like Lackawanna or Cheektowaga or, Sardinia or, one of one of the many zip codes within the city of Buffalo. I would hope we'd have the same results, but we very well may not.
Yeah, because they have had no positive cases in the first 2 days of testing in Grand Island. But, you know, Lou, it struck me this morning that you have Buffalo Home Care with your testing in the Buffalo schools. And I'm assuming, are they at every school?
Not, they're ramping up this week, Susan. So they will be at every school, but not right now.
Okay. But they're also the same company that's doing the test to stay in Grand Island.
Correct. Correct. And that was part of the, I'll say that was part of them, what made them an attractive candidate, is that they will be, you know, they will be not just for Grand Island, but many of our other suburban counterparts as well. So, and they also have that relationship with the University at Buffalo. So they are running the genomic test on the results that they get to see whether or not any of the new variants are coming into Buffalo and Western New York.
Something to keep our eyes on. Before we let you go, want to ask you about transportation and the busing issue, something that's been kind of ongoing ever since the beginning of the school year. Where do you stand now on the ability to get kids to and from school in a timely manner?
You know, as I look out the window and see our first snow, we've been good. But we know that that these may change with the weather, because with weather comes those additional delays, you know, associated with snow and traffic and, you know, all those things that delay the buses. We've been on the positive note. I know that they've been onboarding more and more. But the problem that we have is, you know, for every 45 or 50 people we put on, we lose 30, you know, we lose 35. So it's this been this ongoing process by which the one thing that was being proposed for the spring is if we shut down a few schools early during the year, starting the spring, that we would be able to free up buses. But that'd be like that wouldn't be our first preference. It's an option out there. If we aren't able to attract and retain enough bus drivers to continue what we're doing right now.
All right. Sounds like it's an ongoing situation. Lou, we appreciate the update. Lou Petrucci, Buffalo School Board President, joining us this morning.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.